Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 6 and 27. Jesus is talking. He said, I say to you which hear, love your enemies. Do what?
Love.
Is Jesus talking about love here?
Yes.
Should we pay attention?
Yes.
How many believe this morning God himself can personally teach you some more about how to love? Are you ready?
Yes.
Then let's focus. Let's pay attention. Jesus is talking. Love your enemies. Can you do that?
Yes.
What would an enemy be? It's somebody that don't like you.
That's right.
I know it's hard to fathom. As wonderful as you are. But that somebody actually does not like you, don't want to be around you, actually wants to hurt you, has tried to hurt you, maybe has hurt you and caused you problems in the past. This is somebody that's an enemy to you. And what did he say?
Love
them. Now immediately, you hit a problem with a lot of folks when you start talking about this. Because they think, how can I love them? When somebody does stuff like that to you, it doesn't make you want to love them. Well, see, you hadn't been coming to the services and listening. Or you'd know that that doesn't have much to do with it. Love is not a feeling. Love is a person. And love is a command. And you don't have to have any kind of warm and fuzzy feelings towards somebody to love them. Thank you for those two nods and those three amens. A little bit weak. See, people all over the world, Christians included, think love is a feeling. And if I don't have this feeling towards you, then I can't help how I feel. That's a lie also. That's not true. Don't say that again. I can't help how I feel. That's a lie. Your feelings are results. Your feelings are fruit. Your feelings are the result of what you've let yourself think about and talk about. Have you noticed it? Be honest with yourself. You know, the more you think about something and the more you talk about something, the stronger you feel about it.
Right.
What if you quit talking and thinking about that and started talking and thinking about something else?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your feelings are going to change.
Right.
Don't say I can't help how I feel. Because you and I are the ones who choose what we allow ourselves to think on and talk about.
Amen.
But if the Lord commanded you to love somebody, you can do it by faith, even if they don't care for you, even if they've hurt you or tried to hurt you, it's an act of your will. It's a decision to obey the command. It's an order from the head of the church. Well, when the head or an officer in the military gives those under him an order, do they have to feel like it in order to do it? All right, guys, you know, young men and women protecting us and fighting for us in different parts of the world today. They, instead of getting up and going to church this morning, they got up and they got their equipment ready and they're driving through town. They don't know if there's explosive devices in the street. They don't know if somebody's trying to shoot them from a window. Do you think they felt like getting in the truck and going and doing that? Huh? And when their orders came down, did they stop and go, let me see how I feel about that. I don't feel good about it. I don't feel fuzzy and warm. I'm just not happy. I'm not excited about doing that today. They didn't ask them how they felt. Because following orders is not based on how you feel. And every branch of the military will make that perfectly clear to you. That indoctrination and basic training then. You'll have no questions about that. Nobody asked you how you felt. Well, somebody said, yeah, but this is the church and we're more touchy-feely. We shouldn't be. I said, we shouldn't be. The Bible said we are to endure hardness as good soldiers. Remember the centurion? Jesus said about him, he had great faith. Where did he see his great faith? This is not a churchgoer. This is not a man who knows a bunch of Bible. This is a man who is a good soldier. He's a good fighter. He's progressed through the ranks and now has some leadership. Remember it? And this is what he says. Lord, I know if you'd just say the word, my servant will be healed. He said, because I understand this. When my superiors give me orders, I follow them. When I tell my soldiers do this, they do it. When I say to my servant, go here, he goes. Nobody says anything about how they feel. And if you'll just say the word, my servant will be healed. We're not going to ask him how he feels about it. I don't ask myself how I feel about it. You say it, it's done. Oh, come on, can you see this? And this is the Keith Moore paraphrase. Jesus said, my, my, my. Now, boys, that's faith. I hadn't seen faith like this in all Israel. Well, that includes the bunch that's following him around. We got to learn to not be so feely and feelings oriented. You step up to the captain of your salvation, you say, permission to be healed, sir. He says, soldier, you are healed. Thank you, sir. That's it. You don't ask how you feel. You don't wait to get the report. We got the word. We just had something come down from headquarters. What is it? You're healed? Okay, thank you. You don't check. All your needs are met. No need check bills. They're met. But see what people have done. They've not taken the word like that. They've read it like it was a suggestion. And went, oh, that's nice. Well, I wish that was true in my life. Now you have to accept it by faith. Are you still in Luke 6? Love your enemies. Can you do that? No matter how you feel. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Would you have to feel like doing it? I've had the Lord deal with me to send offerings to people, and it would have been the last thing I'd have done. At this particular time and with those particular folks. But he didn't ask me how I felt about it. But see, people are led. If the Lord leads them to do something, then they'll monitor to see if they think that person deserves that or not. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Can you do that? They're cursing you and you're blessing them. They are despitefully using you, so you pray for them. Can you do this? Somebody said, well, if you as a saint, maybe. You are. It's just time to act like one. To him that smites you on the one cheek, offer the other. Him that takes away your cloak, forbid not to take your coat also. Give to every man that asks of you. Verse 31, as you would that men should do, do to them. He said, if you love them that love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. This God kind of love loves those that despise you. Doesn't it? If you do good to them that do good to you, what thank have you? Sinners also do the same. Verse 35. Love your enemies. He says it again. And do good. Lend hoping for nothing again. Your reward will be great. You'll be children of the highest. He's kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Say it out loud. He is kind.
He is kind.
to the unthankful and to the evil. You think he always feels like that, being kind? But he chooses to be. No matter what. Can you be kind to somebody who is unthankful and ungrateful and mean? You can. It's a decision that you make to obey the command. Now keep reading verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Verse 37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. This is the universal law of sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow, you reap. In fact, Matthew's account in Matthew 7, 2, he said, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. If you judge, what will happen? You will be judged. If you condemn, what will happen? You'll be condemned. If you forgive, what will happen? You'll be forgiven. Whatever you sow and how you react and how you treat them, that's how it's going to be measured to you. We haven't really believed that like we should. If we did, it would make changes. How do you want God to deal with you? Well, how is he going to deal with me? Did you know there is a time when God won't forgive? I said, oh, Brother Keith, absolutely. The Bible said, if you won't forgive your brother, he won't forgive you. Is that right? Have you read it? There are times that God won't forgive. Yeah, when you refuse to forgive, then he doesn't forgive you. Now, that's serious. I said, that's serious. Because if we're not forgiven, we're in trouble. We're not walking in righteousness before him. Our faith is undermined, et cetera, et cetera. So, love shows mercy, and love doesn't judge. That's what we're on today. Said out loud, love shows mercy. Love doesn't judge.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Shows Mercy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106I. That's R1106I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.